G'day, and welcome to another episode of Left After Breakfast, coming to you from Melbourne, Australia, broadcast from the studios of 3CR, your only radio left. My name is Susanna Duffy.
You're listening to 3CR 855 AM on digital and on the internet, www.3cr.org.au.
In this episode of Left After Breakfast, we're looking at International Women's Day. It's on days like today that we imagine a world where gender equality is no longer a dream, but everyday reality. Can you imagine that? A world free of bias, stereotypes, and discrimination. A world where women are safe, respected, and able to thrive. More than just a celebration, International Women's Day is a reminder that while progress has been made, much, much work remains. And remember, gender equality doesn't just benefit women, it strengthens families, economies, and communities. When women are empowered, everyone gains. This year's theme, Give to Gain, invites us to adopt a mindset of generosity and collaboration. And we celebrate International Women's Day on the 8th of March because it commemorates the massive 1917 strike by Russian women who demanded bread and peace. And back in 1917, Russia was still using the Julian calendar, and the date of the massive strike was the 23rd of February. But of course, since then, Russia has joined the rest of the world in using the Gregorian calendar, and on that Gregorian calendar, it was the 8th of March, and led to the Tsar's abdication and women's right to vote. That strike by Russian women was the direct spark that ignited the February Revolution, and that culminated in the abdication of Tsar Nicholas II. On February the 23rd, women textile workers in Petrograd left their factories marching out, demanding bread and peace. And this was a protest about acute food shortages and the strain of World War I. Now, while the political leaders hesitated, women took to the streets to protest poor living conditions, and they encouraged other workers to join them. The strike rapidly grew into a citywide mass insurrection, defying government orders. Now, crucially, when the troops were ordered to suppress the demonstrators, most of them refused, and they sided with the protesters, breaking the Tsar's control over the capital. Within 7 days of that initial strike by women, Tsar Nicholas abdicated the throne, ending 300 years of Romanov rule. While the revolution was fueled by broad discontent with the monarchy, the women's protests are recognized as the critical turning point that brought down the Tsarist regime. International Women's Day has a militant history. And this is a date promoted by socialist movements and officially recognized by the United Nations in 1975. So it's a global day for women's rights and achievements, based in early 20th century labor and suffrage movements. One of the things that I really like about International Women's Day is the fact that it is international, and I like to hear from women in other parts of the world. But I'll start with Australia, seeing as I'm standing in it.
Hi, this is Lynn from Newcastle. Happy International Women's Day. Back in the 1970s, I remember riding the bus after school to get to the library or to the orthodontist and seeing posters declaring, "Girls can do anything," alongside images of girls in overalls holding tools. I was mildly curious at the time, but not inspired. We still lived in a time where career choices for young women usually led to teaching or nursing. It took courage to break through the stereotypical expectations of a generation dominated by conservatism. Fast forward to today, and as a mother of twin girls, one of whom is qualified electrician, travelling the world, managing commercial solar installation projects, while the other is partway through her plumbing apprenticeship, I can proudly confirm that girls can do anything. We still have a long way to go, but we have many champions, and the future indeed looks bright for our young women. We can help them along by adopting this year's message of give to gain. What can we give of ourselves that will allow another woman to gain?
Thank you, Lynn. Give to gain. Giving doesn't mean simply donating money or time. It means sharing opportunities, mentoring the next generation, listening to voices long ignored, and removing barriers so that talent can flourish. When we give resources, respect, and space, we gain innovation, resilience, and justice. Now I'm going to play that beautiful song called One Woman, which was written to celebrate International Women's Day in 2013. So we hear a number of women singing here, from China to Costa Rica, from Mali to Malaysia. One Woman.
In Kigali, she wakes up, she makes that choice. In Hanoi, Natal, Ramallah. In Tangier, she takes a breath, lifts up her voice. In Lahore, La Paz, Kampala. Though she's half a world away, something in me wants to say.
We are.
You're listening to 3CR and some messages for International Women's Day. And let's get a nice message from Ireland. Why not?
Happy International Women's Day from Dublin in Ireland. My name is Hazel and I am the founder of Aerotrips, a female-led tour company. In Ireland, we celebrate International Women's Day for at least a week. This year, it falls near Mother's Day also, so we get to celebrate all kinds of women for quite some time. My favourite thing to do is a peer-to-peer walk. Our local enterprise office focuses a lot on women-led businesses. So every year they organise a networking walk where we go from one end of Dunleary Pier down to the lighthouse. We get an ice cream at the famous Teddy's and we walk back. It's a great way to catch up with people you might not have seen for a while or to make new connections. For Mother's Day, I will probably be celebrating with my own mother. I'll bring her for a scone and hot chocolate somewhere locally. Happy International Women's Day.
I might like to go to Ireland for International Women's Day and Mother's Day. That would be lovely. And thank you for painting that lovely picture for us, Hazel. Hazel from Aerotrips, E-I-R-E, Trips. I can't pronounce it the way she did because my Irish blood is quite a few generations back to the early 1800s, when my ancestors got a free trip to Australia. I don't think they wanted to go, but they ended up here, courtesy of the penal system. If you want to have a good tour around Ireland, you can't go past Aerotrips. Fabulous coach tours which focus on Irish culture and heritage. There are also virtual tours. I was very lucky a couple of years back when Hazel showed me the sun rising over Dublin on St. Patrick's Day, March the 17th. I will never forget it.
3CR.
And for those of you who are regular listeners to my program over the years, you know that probably my favourite song of all time is Bella Ciao, and you've heard me play many, many a version of it. Bella Ciao is an anti-Nazi and anti-fascist Italian folk song dedicated to the partisans of the Italian resistance. But it wasn't always that. It was originally a folk song of the late 19th century, sung by female workers, the Mondine, of the paddy fields in northern Italy, in protest against harsh working conditions. Seasonal workers in the paddy fields of rice, especially in the Po Valley, from the late 19th century to the first half of the 20th century, were mainly women. They worked at Mondare, weeding the rice fields to help the healthy growth of young rice plants. This work was performed during the flooding of the fields, from the end of April to the beginning of June each year. During this time, at the first stages of the rice plant's development, the delicate shoots needed to be protected from the difference in temperature between the day and the night. It consisted of two phases, transplanting the plants and pruning the weeds. Now, this exhausting task was carried out primarily by women, known as mondine, recruited from the poorest social classes. They spent their workdays barefoot in water up to their knees, their backs bent continuously. These terrible working conditions, excessive hours and low pay, led to constant dissatisfaction and occasionally rebellious movements and riots. Struggles against the supervising padrone, that's the employer who completely controls his workers, were even harder. With plenty of clandestine workers ready to compromise even further the already low wages just to get work. Now, we know what clandestine workers are, don't we, listener? We know what their real name is, and we know what the word is for them. However, we'll move on. Later, Bella Ciao ended up being sung by the Partisan Brigades. But it's a lovely song. I like the words, but the day will come when we all will work in freedom. Ma verrà un giorno di tutte quante, lavoreremo in libertà. While we're still on things Italian, let's hear from Pat in Sicily and her International Women's Day experience, where she talks about Teresa Mattei, a young woman who fought the Nazis and helped found a new Italian Republic.
3CR.
Hello, it's 9 a.m. in beautiful Baroque Modica, and in a few minutes I'm going to a nearby bar where I know there'll be bright yellow mimosa-inspired cakes, because the mimosa blossom is the symbol of International Women's Day, La Giornata Internazionale della Donna, in Italy. This was the idea of Teresa Mattei, a World War II partisan and one of the mothers of the Italian Constitution. That is, she was a member of the Assemblea Costituente, which drew up the Constitution after the war. She thought that mimosa would be a great symbol of International Women's Day for the simple reason that the flowers are in season here in early March and can be obtained easily at little or no cost. Little bouquets of them are being sold right now in the streets. and people do buy them for the women in their lives. It's quite a joyous day here, with free entry for women to all state cultural sites. Teresa Mattei died in 2013 at the age of 92. The mimosa blooms for you today, Teresita, as it does for all women. Buona giornata della donna. Happy International Women's Day.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for the ride. See you next week. Same time, same place. Until then, it's cheerio and ciao from Left After Breakfast.